Welcome back inside Coach's Insight here on Care Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is one of the coaches of the Jefferson County North boys, Jeff Hale. And, well, Coach, two more really good wins as we've talked last back on Friday. Perhaps one of your biggest wins of the year, a 63-48 victory over Valley Falls. And then you follow that up on Tuesday with a 55-25 win over Oskaloosa on the road. So two really big wins, and then you have a big one tonight with Pleasant Ridge. But going back to those two, just what were your thoughts?
Played very well, both of them. Defensively, especially last Friday, I thought we kind of got Valley a little bit out of a rhythm to start the game. Took a big lead in the half. I think we were up by 17 and a half. We kind of just came out and shocked them a little bit. I think defensively, we just played well, got a lot of deflections, some steals. They just weren't able to get into a rhythm, I felt like. And we did a good job in transition, feeding the ball inside. Did a good job in the paint, especially. And then just kind of carried it through the second half. Like you said, that was a huge, I mean, that's a big win for us, as Valley Falls is one of the better 2A teams in the state as well. So, huge win for us. And then just to follow it up with Oski, just to make sure we came out, we played good. And once again, defense kind of carried us. Got a lot of steals, deflections, got out in transition. Offensively, we didn't shoot the ball very well, but the defense kind of seems to always be there for us, which helps us out a lot.
When you look back at that Valley Falls game as well, talking about it might be one of the bigger wins of the season for your guys, probably is, but is that also one of those from a confidence standpoint, a big win for your guys, just knowing, you know, Valley Falls is a really good team and you're able to go in there and beat them again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, lost to them earlier in the year in the close game, and it's just one of those that we knew we wanted to try to get them back. And coming into it, I think, you know, I don't pay too much attention to the rankings, but both of us were in there. In the top 10, so it's obviously a big matchup, and they're a good team, and it's a huge confidence builder for the guys when they realize they can go out there and they can compete and beat the better teams in the state on any given night as well. So, yeah, it's a huge confidence builder coming into this last week, and then even going into sub-state knowing that we can just compete with anybody.
Yeah, and you got another big one tonight against Pleasant Ridge, a team that beat you by 6, the first meeting back on December the 15th. So obviously both of you guys have gotten better since then. So big one, though, tonight with P. Ridge before sub-state. What do you look at tonight's game?
Well, yeah, they're number one team in our league. Offensively, they're very good. They got weapons everywhere, a lot of shooters on the court. So defense tonight's going to be huge for us, just making sure we're closing out the shooters, contesting shots. They're going to make their fair share no matter what, just because they're good from shooting around the perimeter, but we just need to make sure that they're all contested. We don't give them a lot of wide open looks, and just make sure we're competing on the defensive end. Offensively, I think we just need to keep doing what we've been doing, make sure the ball's getting inside the majority of our possessions, and then if they double down or kind of take us out of that, we can kick out and hit some outside shots and try to get out. We need to try to get out in transition as well. So defense is going to be huge tonight for us, just making sure we don't let them hopefully not get on a run. Tuesday against Moore Hill, they hit a couple, and it just seemed like they kept piling them on over and over again. So we need to try to not let them get comfortable when it comes to their offense.
And then talking ahead here for sub-state, you get the number one overall seed in the Mission Valley sub-state in Class 2A. So what do you look at here at the sub-state? Do you kind of like where things shake up right now for your guys?
Yeah, I mean, the Muncie Kansas Christian game, we'll be looking at that one pretty closely. I watched a little bit of the Kansas Christian McLeod game. We've been when it was streamed the other day, and I've seen some Obunsee film as well. So we're looking forward to it. Obviously, we got that first one against either Bishop Seabury or Northern Heights, and then we'll be on to Thursday, hopefully. So we're looking forward to Thursday. We feel like we're playing the best we've been playing all season at the right time. So we want to carry that into tonight, and then hopefully be able to carry that into next week, and hopefully the week after that as well. So we just feel like we're clicking right now. So hopefully it continues that way and we can get some more wins.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here heading forward and can't wait to see what you guys are able to accomplish here in the postseason. But thank you so much for all the time you've taken out this year. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Jeff Hale, one of the coaches of the Jeff County North boys, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.